Well, Australia's Foreign Minister Julie Bishop has arrived in the United States as the United Nations Security Council considers a resolution drafted by Australia. It condemns the shooting down of the plane, demands armed groups allow access to the crash site, and calls on regional powers to cooperate with an international investigation. Ms. Bishop also met with the heads of US intelligence agencies, and then she spoke to the media saying Australia was seeking the strongest possible UN resolution. Our Washington correspondent is Lisa Miller. Lisa, Julie Bishop's only been on the ground in the United States for a couple of hours now. What's she been doing?
She wouldn't confirm who she'd met with, but I can tell you, Chris, that it was the Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, and John Brennan, the head of the CIA. So high-level meetings here in Washington for her. En route, she stopped off in Tokyo and spoke to the families of Australians who died in that crash. She said that the government had received messages that they did want to speak to representatives and from the government, and so she took it upon herself to make those phone calls, and it clearly disturbed her. It clearly, she is bringing the emotion and distress out of those phone calls with her to the US on this trip. Let's have a listen to her.
This is not a time to use bodies as hostages or pawns in a Ukrainian-Russian conflict. It is time for these bodies to be brought home, and it's time for an investigation into who is responsible for this atrocity to begin. Those responsible must be brought to justice. But my immediate priority is to secure the international authorisation and backing for the securing of the site and the commencement of an investigation.
Foreign Minister Julie Bishop, well, we've just heard part of what she's hoping to achieve, but how will things progress at the United Nations?
Well, she's hoping they'll progress quickly, in fact suggesting perhaps that their draft resolution could be finalised and put to the Security Council for a vote as early as tomorrow morning in New York. She is heading there in the next few hours, Chris, and we understand that the Netherlands Foreign Minister and the British Foreign Minister are also on their way to New York to increase the pressure on other members of the Security Council. The big question, and one we put to her, is what happens about Russia? Russia has the veto on the Security Council. What's it going to do when it's faced with this resolution? Let's have a listen.
I would expect Russia to fully support any resolution that seeks to secure the site and establish an independent investigation. Even on Russia's version of the events, there should be an independent, impartial investigation as soon as possible.
Foreign Minister Julie Bishop, and all eyes, of course, are on Russia, and we've heard this morning that anger in the United States towards Russia is also on the rise.
Absolutely. John Kerry appeared on all of the Sunday political talk shows, and the criticism is very much pointed at Russia. And as Julie Bishop said, the theories about what happened are certainly narrowing, and her criticism as well increased of Russia's role and Russia's support for the separatists.
Washington correspondent Lisa Miller.